I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A few years ago, an American named Kenyon Cote went to Spain on a Fulbright scholarship. He went to study the global roots of flamenco music, but along the way, he started another project. It began when his friend arrived in Granada. The friend is the rapper and producer Notes, whose real name is Sean Dwyer. Together, they built a recording studio there. Kenyon Cote and Notes took traditional flamenco sounds and combined them with hip-hop. The result? Their new album, Granada Duaba. Kenyon Cote and Notes dropped by our studios recently to talk about their project. Notes told me that their studio in Granada was located in a fortuitous spot.
We were above a flamenco guitar shop. I mean, it smelled like guitars being made all day. It was a beautiful place.
What is that smell?
Man, I wish I had my guitar here. I'd show you. It's beautiful. It smells like hand-cut wood and people measuring fretboards without any sorts of rulers. Just the skill of, you know, apprenticing and working their whole life at the task. Recording this album was an interesting process. You know, a lot of it started with really dusty vinyl records from local pawn shops and local record shops.
In Granada.
In Granada, yeah. And so we would build the structure of the song around a sample and then invite instrumentalists in to work with it, record over it, and kind of structure and arrange the track.
Kenyon, why don't you tell us about track 9, which pretty much tells a story of what you did there.
Yeah, this is a sample that was based on Antonio Machin, who was a Cuban musician who emigrated to Spain in the 1950s and really became the emblematic Latino artist in the Spanish imagination. And so we were listening to this part, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and that little part is the spine around which everything else is built. And then we have live percussionist, live flautist, live bassist.
And you mean live in your studio?
Live in our studio.
So is what we're hearing now the original?
No, this is our remix, and so the only thing from the original is that part that goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and then everything else, the flautist, the bassist, the drums, were improvised, the three of us in there listening to the original and relating to it and adding our new layers to it.
What we were able to do is sit down with a group of, you know, at first it was strangers, and after hours of recording, really feeling like we had a lot to say to each other and a really in-depth musical conversation.
But who were they, though, these people you were recording with? I mean, you said at first they were strangers. How'd you find them?
We went outside. This really was an album created by neighbors. There's 16 musicians on the album, and they were all people that lived within walking distance of our home studio.
Because it's a real communal sort of living there. But did you know how good they were as musicians? It's like a big leap of faith.
Yeah. I mean, these aren't people who are just, naturally talented. They work at their craft. They run scales 8 hours a day.
Did you audition them?
Well, you can audition them just kind of by walking around the street in Granada. I mean, there's fantastic music pretty much around every corner.
Okay, I have got the CD in front of me, and right here on the back of the CD it says, please copy, share, and remix. This is kind of what you did as you took, let's say, something like track 9. You guys borrowed a rhythm, or actually like took the rhythm in the original instrumentation from, who was the artist?
Antonio Machin
from Cuba. And made it your own, and then you put it out there on your website and said, okay, how about you out there listening to this, you remix it. And you had a lot of people, like how many took you up on this?
I mean, we've probably had 10 or 15 musicians from around the world so far download these instrumentals, record in their home studios their vocals over the tracks, and then send it back to us.
So now, there's one of them that you know, and included on, in fact, a second CD. This is a CD of all remixes that have been done. And talk about the remix of this particular song.
Noni Kai, what a beautiful voice she has. And she did it in the same way that we built the song. She heard it and wrote to it right in that moment. And we really wanted to keep it a very fresh and improvised way of making the music.
So the only thing she added here was her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Changes a lot, though.
Oh, she has a beautiful voice.
I wanna tell somebody how I feel. I wanna have a lover next to me. Don't wanna change nobody. You just be. Can I have me some fun till the day is all gone?
This improv is all hers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's relating right now to four musicians sitting in a room in Granada 6 months before, and so now she has a relationship with those musicians, and the internet has made it so that we can now email these songs back and forth and communicate, and now one of the musicians there can send her a track and continue to collaborate. And, you know, the idea is that we want to open up the field of possibilities. We don't want to own this music. We want to share this music.
By the way, ownership, including is there a copyright on the Cuban musician who you borrowed from?
Well, there is certainly not a copyright on our versions of any of this. We've registered this in the Creative Commons for anybody to.
What about
take
him, though? I mean, because he recorded it when?
That was recorded in the 1950s. You have an interesting situation with copyright in Cuba in general because of the embargo. There is no way to pay Cuban musicians. So even if we were going to go in to sample those clearances, the money would get stuck in some sort of a legal limbo.
Is he alive, do you know?
No, he passed away in Spain, and there's a phenomenal statue to him in Sevilla. He's very well loved in Spain.
Okay, before we go, though, I want to play one more track, and this is on the remix. When you said that it goes all the way around the world and back again, this is somebody in Nigeria. He is Nigerian and Spanish, and he heard what you had to offer on the web and decided to make his own version of it. Let's listen to this one.
Madrid, Paris, Benin, the rappers used to be. Rome was seen, seen the wrath is to be seen. Fresh from the motherland, fresh like no other man. Call me Globetrotter, better yet, world traveler.
This is somebody who found our music on the internet and downloaded it and had a similar situation as us. He's a young, growing musician, and so he was more excited about collaborating and experimenting than anything else. There was no discussion about rights or money or anything like that. What was important and impressive to us was the love that he put into the remix, and that he didn't just rap over it, but he also brought two other singers and added a new level of clapping to it.
Well, I didn't think it could get more palmas, but he did a wonderful job with it.
Palmas meaning the clap.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing thing that you guys have done. Thank you for introducing us to it and introducing us to these new musicians from far-flung places, including Nigeria.
I think we're going to see a lot more of this in the future.
Canyon Cody and Notes, Sean Dwyer, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Different places, different songs.
And you, too, can download their entire album by going to theworld.org. By the way, they recorded it under the name Knowledge. That's with a G, NAWLEDGE. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.